If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the supreme love of which we are each an embodiment of. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening our seminar topic is Lightning Fast Changes Are Occurring. Do I have to give that news to anyone? I think we are all experiencing that. Lightning fast changes are now occurring. So let's take a deep cleansing and relaxing breath together. Yes. Let's do another one and let out a good relaxing deep breath. And now with an intention, take a deep breath and visualize your higher divine self completely filling your physical biosphere. Deep breath. And enjoy that wonderful integration that rides in on your breath. So simple. Breath is actually the divine spirit that you are. And when you breathe with intention to embody, to integrate, to clear, that breath with intention does it all. Isn't that marvelous? You don't have to go anywhere to receive everything you need through your breath. That's it. Breath and intention does it all. How simple. How more simple could we possibly be than that? So last week we spoke about on Monday, March the 4th, 2019, everything shifted. The New Earth Golden Age grid was activated and turned on so that now there is full flow, facilitation, and funding support for everything that is of the light, that benefits all of humanity, all of mankind. Isn't that marvelous? Marvelous. And it came in on the Shiva energy because that was Shivaratri. That was the day celebrated in India and many, many other areas when the ego mind is at its very lowest and we're kind of in a place where we could really realize ourselves in a deeper sense. If we could hold steady and focused on the divine. Now, everything is different. Everything. It's like all the work we have done for well, gosh, eons. You and I, I'm speaking to the light team, the light workers, have been participating in creating this grid, this golden age, new earth grid, because for anything to get down here, it has to have a wiring system, right? Just like electricity is everywhere, but to get it through your house to where it turns on with a switch and goes into your lamps, you have to have electrical system involved. And the earth is exactly the same way. And your physical body is exactly the same way. That connecting network for the earth is called a grid. That connection from our higher principles into the physical body is called physically a nervous system, and spiritually nadis, N-A-D-I-S. You have 72,000 spiritual nadis, which form that grid, that then connects into your physical nervous system, which also has 72,000 components. Put that together, what do you have? 144,000. Now, to activate the Christ consciousness grid, which we did back in the 90s, we had to have at least a minimum of 144,000 fully activated, living on purpose, light workers. That 144,000 are often referred to as the Golden Eagles. The eagle was the trigger symbol. The 1111 planetary activation, and before that the harmonic convergence, which was August 17, 1987, I believe it was. So we had that activation. And we have gradually been activating and moving and activating and moving and activating and moving into a higher grid overlay, because the old grid system had been tampered with and egoically contaminated to the point that it really was irreparable. And so we have been creating this new grid system, although we probably, in most cases, weren't aware we were doing that. So that now what has happened just now, a few days ago, the switch could be turned on and the energy could flow through it at last. Now, what has happened has been, I probably don't have to tell you as any form of breaking news at this point, I bet you are in the midst of a big change right now in your life. I just bet something in the last week has shifted your life radically. Or you're still in the process of clearing those blocks that have prevented you from fully enjoying the moment and what's going on. Some of you are in that complete flushing out and clearing of third and fourth dimensional energetics that are not a vibrational fit for the fifth dimensional grid, which has no drama. Get that? No drama. No struggle, and no stress. It's like you are picked up on a magic carpet and delivered without any say in the process. It's just such an organic, natural flow that before you can have a chance to worry, the situation has been resolved. That's been my experience. Some of you may not quite be at that experience yet. You may be in that cleansing, preparatory experience which can be so, oh, difficult. It's like the worst pit you could imagine, because you don't know what's going on. Everything is changing so fast, you can't access or reference the way you used to. And if you don't really know what's going on and don't have the tools or are not using the tools that you've had, oh, wow, it can be very, very unpleasant. A couple people were even suicidal. They were so devastated at the depths of where they were in their consciousness. But I have to tell you, it is brief and temporary. You don't have to do anything but let that stuff go. This is where you can ask Almighty God, your upline, your spiritual upline of benefactors. You can absolutely ask them, you can ask the Divine Spirit to take that darkness, that pain, that hurt, that disappointment, whatever it is, that nasty attitude, that anger, that resentment, whatever negativity, ask and then give it over entirely, lock, stock, and barrel. You do not, I repeat, you do not have to own it, identify with it, or process it. That's fourth dimensional stuff that doesn't work now. If you try to work the old fourth dimension, which would be trying to heal yourself, work with your inner child, heal your wounded whatever, your wounded female self, your wounded male self, all of that's fourth dimensional, na-na-nu-nu. It's done. It's finished. This is you trying to do the fixing, which is not your job. Your job is to remember, recognize what you've always been and remain still. You have never, ever, ever been messed up. You can't mess yourself up. You are an incarnation of the one Supreme Spirit. Failure is not written in your destiny. Struggle and hardship are of your own making. When you identified with a separate self, which never existed, never could exist, there is one Supreme Spirit of which we are each a unique, absolutely unique expression of. So the only thing to do is to be with what you are without any reservation. So in a few moments, I'm going to lead us in a meditation, but first I want to get a little background in here for those of you that may be listening for the first time. And those of you that may have forgotten what we spoke of last week, because we have to really, really reemphasize, we have a new grid, a new earth, a golden age, a new life, and new teammates coming on to walk with you and to share this next level. So, it's extremely exciting. I hope that you catch some of the excitement that I'm feeling, because I tell you that within the space of an hour, I think it was two days ago, seems like a week ago, it was the 8th, whatever that was, yeah, not too far. On the 8th, I received notice that I had to be moved from where I'm living almost immediately. It's like, the house is going to be sold, everything is changing, you need to be out by such and such a time. Not very much of a warning at all, in fact, none, no warning. within an hour, without doing anything but surrendering it, I was invited to co-share not only a home, but a marvelous joining in teamwork, collaboration, which is what I have longed for a long time. My happy place is co-creating beautiful things for humanity with a team. I'm a person that likes to work in a team. And that's what manifested. I notified only two friends, and I said, this has just happened. And the immediate response was, well, then you're coming here. But it requires me to move out of state. Fortunately, to a place I like a whole lot and have lived before, and it's a vibrational match for me. But just saying, within an hour of being notified of this sudden abrupt change, the answer and the next step was presented, and I didn't have anything to do about it. This was already foreordained in spirit a long time ago and showed up at the appropriate time. Now, look at your life. What has shifted for you? The old can't accompany you. The obsolete, that which was part of the old paradigm, can't come with you where you're going now. And I'm talking to all of you light workers who've been working your butts off for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, whatever years to try to bring the golden age on this planet, this third dimensional planet. What we didn't realize was that the Earth was ascending into her next globe, called the fifth world by the indigenous elders. That's what we didn't quite get. We thought, oh, it's going to be on this physical, third-dimensional Earth. And yet the indigenous elders said that everything will be completely transformed. Sai Baba said that everything will be completely transformed, renewed, pristine water, beautiful, beautiful cities, communities of light in lovely park areas with no polluting factories and no ugly concrete jungles, none of that. And we didn't quite know how that was going to happen, did we? Some people thought, oh, it's going to be a polar shift. Everything's going to be like wiped off. No, it doesn't sound like a very fun transition, does it? And then people thought, well, we're going to have an extinction event. We're all going to be lifted off by the space beings. Well, that doesn't sound like it's a win-win for everybody, does it? And when God's in the mix, it's always a win-win for everybody. Everybody gets the prize. Everybody gets what they truly want. What they truly want. Once you're clear on what it is, that is your happy place, your place of fulfillment. It's that place where you go into the zone and you lose sight of yourself. All of our problems come when we're self-focused. Did you ever notice? When you're doing your thing that you love to do, singing, dancing, painting, creating, making movies, whatever it is, you forget yourself. And that's the best thing you could ever do is forget yourself. Forget your body, forget yourself, and be so at one with your natural expression, your natural way of being. You know, ask any artist, any creative artist, any musician that's truly a musician, any dancer, and you will find that when they're doing that, they are completely in a transcendental state, or a poet, or a writer. I love to write. I used to get up in the morning, and all of a sudden it was dark, and I was still in my pajamas, and I was I have completely lost sense of time and place and everything. That's when you're in your zone. That's when you're doing what you were meant to do. So I want you to find that place right now. I want you to find it. We're going to do a meditation. This is really important. So I want you to think of a time, a place, when you were in that zone so completely. What is it that you do that when you're involved in it, you become one with it? That's it. Some of you are tapping right in. That's what you're meant to do in the new paradigm. That's it. Now, whatever it is that has prevented you from being and expressing and in that state all the time is no longer an issue in the new Earth grid. You've got all of the support energetically that you need. The only thing you need to do is be really clear what your happy, most fulfilled home space frequency is. Get it really clear. Really clear. This is where I come alive. And there might be many things. Say, for example, you're multi-talented, like I am, like some of my friends are. You can do any number of things and be blissed out doing them. Fine. Your expression is creative arts, creativity, expression. What is it that you're communicating and expressing that gives you joy? I'll tell you, there is nothing on earth I enjoy more than doing what I'm doing right now, talking to you. There is nothing I enjoy doing more than awakening you to the beautiful divine incarnation that you are. And I can do it through radio shows or television or writing or singing or acting. I have so many ways I can express that, but bottom line, I come alive when I am imparting the wisdoms of the divine throne realms and embodying the divine presence. That's it. That's the whole gig for me. So find that place that's yours. And I want you to move lock, stock, and barrel into it. Be it. Vibe it. Personify it. Live it. That's it. And don't do any yeah buts. What you're doing is holding steady your pure resonance. Your pure resonance without ego mind, which is always doing the yeah buts. Jettison the yeah buts. There's no more yeah buts. You are here to personify your true divine essence. And when you're in it, it is effortless. You don't tell a flower how to bloom and emit fragrance. You don't tell a bird how to sing. You don't teach a duck how to swim. Like that, when you're in your element, there's no stress. There's no struggle. It's so easy because it's natural. You were encoded and created with a particular resonant expression that if you don't do you, nobody else can. And most of us are so used to trying to please people and fit into the social abnorms, I'm not going to say norms, the abnormal, completely wacko life that people call, quote, normal. There's nothing normal about anything that's been going on in the material universes on the third dimension. None. Now the third dimension is fading out, and what is fading in is the fifth dimension. We're moving into that next globe, that next world, that next incarnation, if you will, of the planet Earth, the next vehicle of manifestation. Now, to be in the harmonic resonance with that, you need to be authentic in being true to yourself and doing exactly what you want to do. That sounds radical, doesn't it? Well, it is radical. Did you ever stop to think that you have a right to live your life as you want to live it? You do not have to kiss up to some boss or some job or some authority figure. Because you know what? You're out vibing all of the past now. You're outgrowing it. You can't stay there. It's going to boot you out. You're going to get booted out of the old stuff. You can't stay there. You can't stay in relationships that are compromising who you are. It's bye-bye, birdie. No, you can't stay in a job that is making you crazy because it's so against your nature. You can't just sell yourself like a prostitute for a paycheck. You can't do it anymore. Not that there's anything wrong with a prostitute. I'm not trying to judge anyone here. But just saying, most of us sell out for the almighty dollar. We may not want to, but we've got a family to support, or we have, you know. I'm talking about a radical change. And that calls for radical trust. You've got to trust like you've never trusted before, because you can't see what's going to happen next in the new paradigm. You know why? Because it's created out of moment by moment authenticity. Moment by moment, here, now, what's happening? What are you feeling? What is your knowing? What are you experiencing? Hold steady in that harmonic resonance of that place, that zone, where you come alive. And you forget the world, you go out of time, you go out of everything, and you're that function, you're that expression. I'm doing that right now. I'm speaking to you, I'm activating you, I'm in that with you right now, moving that energy right through you. Anchor it, anchor it, anchor it. Good. Stay there. Stay there. When I say stay there, embody and be that state. And don't compromise. Don't sell out. Yeah, you're going to probably change jobs. Yeah, the friends you had are probably going to fade out of your life if they can't keep up with you. If they can't honor and accept and receive you as you really are, who wants to hang out with them anyway? So as the old paradigm associations and things fade out, at the same time as you hold that ideal, your new companions appear in. And you know what? It has nothing to do with anything but you holding steady in what you truly want. That's it. There's a lesson in the Course in Miracles that's very good for this, because Jesus gave the Course in Miracles precisely for this time. Precisely for this time. So if you want a guide map, that's a good one. There's others, but that's a really, really good one. I forgot what I was saying. I was so in the zone. Okay, some of the things that you may be experiencing now or have has been pretty intense. Pretty intense, to put it mildly. There are a lot of different, shall we say, symptoms of making that dimensional shift that appear as a tremendous upheaval. Upheaval because disparate energies always cause conflict until they find a harmonic resolution. It's like that great boulder that rolls down into the middle of the river. The river has to change its way of moving. It has to accommodate that boulder. It has to create new currents. And this is done very quite simply when you just hold steady. Did you ever notice how life adjusts to you? I used to try that. You know, I used to experiment with that, gosh, years ago. I would do something outrageous. I'm kind of known for that. And then I would do nothing to nothing but just hold that outrageousness and watch how the universe came around me. It was kind of fun. But then I'm kind of a wild child anyway, so that's one of the fun things I do. Did you ever notice how the universe will rearrange itself, literally it does, to accommodate your picture of reality, to validate your faith, to be the very evidence of the proof that your belief then becomes what appears in your life. Your belief is so powerful. So here are some of the things that may be happening for people, are happening. All of my friends, without exception, have reported this. Very sudden need to relocate, to move, shift jobs, end relationships, take on a new mission update. The ending and the fading out of the third and fourth dimensional paradigm. What is the old paradigm? The old paradigm is what we see playing out in the news. So you can have a really good picture of what it looks like when you're in the old paradigm. There's struggle, conflict, frustration, attempting to force issues, control outcome, competition, aggression, anger, stress, strain, aggravation, in general, maximum craziness, okay? The second thing people are going through is intense and usually, hopefully, brief clearing of old baggage. This is subconscious stuff that's oozing up from the primordial ooze of stuff probably we have not digested or processed for many, many lifetimes, but it can't accompany us into the new paradigm. So it's coming up, it's surfacing. And as we got through saying a few minutes ago, you don't have to do anything with it, but turn it over to your upline, your spiritual source, whatever that is for you, whoever that is for you. God, in other words, okay? Give it to God. Now, this can be quite upsetting if you don't know what's going on, and it's upsetting even if you think you know what's going on. It's still upsetting because you have no control over it. It's like it has a way of its own. And this can produce in many of you, and this will explain why so many of you have had pneumonia lung congestion, terrific bronchitis, colds, flu symptoms, all of that. It's the clearing. The lung center in Chinese medicine rules the governs sorrow, okay, unshed tears, suppressed emotional shock, disappointment, grief, sorrow, abandonment, all of that, all of the things that make you tear up and weep is generally lodged in the lungs. So many, many of you, my friends, have had pneumonia or severe lung congestion. I think I have cried all of my grief out at the feet of Sai Baba during the months that I was with him in his ashram. I did nothing but cry. When I gazed with Bratso, the first 50 gazing sessions that I did with the Croatian gazer, Bratso, I cried uncontrollably, deep, deep sobs. I could not stop the sobs. And that was all of that stuff coming up out of my lungs. So I didn't have any problem with my lungs this time, thank God. I've been gazing with Bratso since 2010. But each time, for the first 50 or more gazings, I could not control the sobs that came up. So if you find yourself going through that sort of thing, just let it be. Go with it. And let it come up and let it go out of you. The other thing is extreme fatigue. You just don't feel like doing anything. You just want to sleep, which is a good thing because you're out of your body, resolving and clearing a lot of things while you're asleep. So sleep. Then there's like an energy flu with bodily aches and pains and everything hurts everywhere. That's another thing. Or headaches. When we're trying to process mentally something that can't be processed mentally, it'll often give you a headache. You might call it mental resistance to the change of thought patterns. So, and also the incoming energy is so intense, your head feels like it needs to expand. So take your hands and literally imagine the sutures of your skull giving you more room. Just pull your sutures apart. Imaginatively, of course, to allow more headspace. And when you find yourself mentally challenged and confused, let go, let go. Be okay with not knowing. Be okay without understanding. You're not going to understand it out of the mind. Forget it. Let it go. Distract yourself. Go to a good movie, read a good book, whatever. Get out of your head. Get down into your core, your core essence, that pure place where you just simply are. So this, all of this fatigue and wanting to sleep and check out and all, that's a good thing. Go with it. The other thing is old memories are surfacing. Maybe people from the past you haven't seen for decades, all of a sudden they're calling you or contacting you. Or you're remembering things that, gosh, you didn't even remember happened. Maybe from childhood, or it could be from anywhere, anytime. But this is all coming up for clearing and closure. You have to make peace with, forgive, let go, and bless everyone that's been part of your past. Bless them so that you don't have a karmic tie. If there's any negativity, you're going to be carrying that person like an albatross until you make peace with them inside yourself. Doesn't matter what they do. You have to be at peace within yourself. The other thing is the necessity to release things that the way they were. Detaching from those old familiar comfort patterns and habits and things. Be okay with change. You've been there. You've had that experience. Why don't you consider the adventure of having a new experience? Why would you want to keep repeating the same thing? You see what I mean? Get into the fun of this. Drop the fear. There's nothing to fear. Everything is working its way together for good in your life. Everything. is working its way together for your good. So radical trust is absolutely paramount. Staying in this moment is your key. Be alert to present nowness. What is happening right now? You're listening to me. That's enough. Listen to me. That's all you have to do. And pay attention to who's listening. Who is listening? That's you. Now, we're in totally new energy. So we have to have new companions and new pathmates that are on the same resonance field, same vibration. Otherwise, they can't keep step with you. If they're not on the same paradigm grid, how can they walk with you? So let people go where they have to go. Let each soul do what it has to do. Don't try to hold on to people who want to go in a different direction. So as the old, again, we say, as the old fades out of your life, the new appears in. Also, many things that other people can't see, you are going to be able to see because you're looking through new vision, which, by the way, there's an alteration in your eyesight. There's like a feeling of, some days it's very blurry. There's an unreal, and it is unreal, like an unreal kind of haze over your eyes. Maybe you keep cleaning your glasses like I do, and that doesn't help. It's still, like, weird-looking. And at the same time, you're going to notice things, and somebody may be standing right next to you. It can't see it. They can't see the UFOs that you see, which are not really unidentified at all. They're starcraft that many of you came from. So they can't see the beauties that you see, and they go, nothing's changed. It's all the same. And you know what they say. Anyway, be prepared that not everyone can see what you can see. And where we are going, there's an overlay of the new earth. So we can see the beautiful things that are there. So that when we look outside in our, when we look without in through our eyes, we see beauty, we see loveliness, we see these incredible shades and colors and forms that are appearing in. We see angels and Ashtar and the different space beings, and we see the devas and the angelic beings. All of a sudden it's like, wow, there really are unicorns. Whoa. And you know what? It's all here. It's just a different shift of frequency that enables you to see. They've been there all the time, but we couldn't see Bigfoot. We couldn't see the Loch Ness beings. There's more than just Nessie, you know. There's a whole group of beings that live in the interdimensional caves under Loch Ness. But that's one of many places where they have these kind of things going on. So I'm just saying, be alert to the beauty that's appearing in. Oh, my heavens, the beauty. But you'll, you know, be right next to somebody and they won't see a thing. Well, I won't see anything. Bye. See you later. You know, we're not in the same paradigm here. So it's very important that you stay in the moment. That's your key. Every time you try to reference to the past and what happened in the past, you are in ego mind, and you're dragging along something that you've outgrown. And you're going to mess up your future if you do that, because you're just going to throw that garbage into your future. So let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let it be okay to walk out of your old life and not look back. I mean, practice detaching. Practice, practice, practice. Letting go. And being alive in this moment fully. Then, out of this moment, you are actually creating the next step, the next moment. And your future, of course, becomes that. So hold that resonant field. You cannot have what you're not a vibrational match for. You must be a vibrational match, or at least in a harmonic resonance with whatever it is that you want to experience and, moreover, sustain and maintain. You have to be a perfect vibrational match. You people that want your divine soulmate, but you're not vibrating at that vibration, how can you attract him or her? You're going to attract who you are and what you are and what you need to learn. That's not the new paradigm. The new paradigm, there's no struggle to find a mate because you naturally draw those that are meant to be with you. You don't have to strategize and plan and, do all the stuff that we try to do to get love. Be the love and the authenticity of who you are. And somebody that really wants to co-share that with you will come alongside you. And that will be a wonderful relationship. Because you're not coming out of lack and need and, I need you to complete me. That's all that old stuff. Let it go. You don't need anyone or anything to complete you. You've never not been complete. You've never not been whole. You've never not been perfect. Okay, so here and now. Here and now. Here and now. Those who are meant to be with you will find you. You don't have to go seeking them. You just hold your vibration, your authenticity, steady, and they will find you. It's inevitable. You create a magnetized auric field that brings into your orbit everything that you need perfectly. Now, most of us, many of you, our heads are spinning. There's so much fast change that we're kind of dazed and unable to process it and take it all in. We're kind of feeling disoriented, overwhelmed, no idea what to do. Many of you feel like that. You know what? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Be as innocent as a little kitten, as helpless and as vulnerable as an infant. And know that God has you. God is in you, with you, as you, before you, behind you, to your right, to your left, above, below, and within, and without. You live and move and have your being inside God. You can't get lost. You can't get lost. And beloveds, I'm speaking from direct experience. I'm not telling you some idea. I speak out of direct experience. I'm not channeling. I'm not make-believing. I'm not fabricating some stuff. This is direct, because that's my mission. To speak directly from the very divine throne realms. So radical trust, radical trust, radical trust. And you know what? You really need to win your own confidence in yourself. You really need to own your own worthiness. You have to really know how worthy and how loved and how beautiful you are and have your own kiss of approval. I want you to put your hands on your head and bless yourself. I want you to bless yourself. The other day I felt so tender towards my body, and I had bruised my hand, and I took my hand and I kissed it with so much tenderness and love. And I just thank this beautiful body that has served me so perfectly. And I felt such compassion. You need to feel compassion for that part of you that has sustained and carried you physically through your life, that keeps supporting you so that you have a physical temple to move visibly through this dimension. You have other bodies, yes, but this is the most painful dimension to move about in. And God bless this precious form that has housed your radiant spirit. So give some compassion, some approval, some gratitude to your body. You're not your body, but your body is a composite of myriads of little Davic beings that all cooperate to give you an astral body and a causal body and a mental body and an etheric body. And you are the soul in the soul body. But all these other levels are like teamwork. There are many, 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 many little... I think the Master Joel Kuhl said there's something like 30 trillion little Davic life forms that form your emotional body itself, your astral body. I mean, think about it. It's teamwork. Everywhere you look, there is teamwork that keep you visible and energized and operative so that you can do the divine works of God, so that you can embody the divinity of God, so that you can host and be a conduit of the divine presence here on earth, so that you can resonate your unique frequency of love and light and sound. But you must be a harmonic match for anything that you would have in your life. Must. Must. So whatever you want, move into the vibration of that and stay there. You will track it by, as we've told you earlier, you will track it by finding the place where you are absolutely one with whatever it is you're doing. You come alive and you're completely it. You are embodying, personifying it. Whatever it is that you love. That's your mission. That's what you're to do. That's who you are. That's what you're about. I used to say you've got to stalk every whiff of happiness like a puma stalking prey. Because that little whiff of happiness lets you know that you've made a contact with reality. Now, I'm not talking about stupid happiness, you know, ice cream happiness. You're happy while you have the ice cream and then you're sad when it falls off the cone. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking to light workers. I'm talking to awakened and awakening beings who are coming present in reality. This is, you know, post-grad work. I'm not talking ABCs of kindergarten to you folks. I wouldn't dishonor you by doing that. And I wouldn't be in my zone. So we've all been working with the divine avatars and the very highly evolved space beings who've come in, these incredible golden age children that have come in, thousands of them, millions of them, all over the world. And we've all come in as a team to do exactly what we're doing, to build these grids and to bring these energies down onto the planet. And to advance us into the next globe of the earth that we call ascension, or whatever you call it, progression. So we've come as their companions, their co-workers, their friends. And we're all working as a team. It's all one thing. I don't care what you call it. It's all one thing. And that is to make divine love, divine beauty, divine goodness and grace manifest in tangible form. And it does that through you and me being who we are authentically. It's no big deal. So present moment trusting of what is, what's taking place, is your key. Staying present. Staying with here and now in centered certainty, faith, knowing, trusting, letting go the need to control, resist, hold on, fear or fight. Let it go. That's all unnecessary. We are being delivered by grace into this new golden age. It's a God thing. God has got it handled. It's like a flow that's natural without any need to be the driver. Put the Lord in the driver's seat and you sit back and enjoy the ride, okay? It's all grace now. No more karma. Karma's finished. Karma's part of the old belief system that you did something that then you have to atone for it. But why would there be karma if we're an incarnation of God and all we did was fall asleep and forget that and have a bad dream? Does it make any sense to you that you'd be punished for that? Right. Doesn't make any sense. So that's part of that old paradigm belief system. That the new paradigm, there's just the unfolding of the love and the joy and the loveliness of the divine in and through you and all around you. So resonate your ideal, whatever it is. Be it, embody it, radiate it. The universe will rearrange itself accordingly. Wishes and thoughts manifest almost instantly now. They do for me. I can't think of something that it isn't almost instantly in my hands or I'm made aware of it. Worldwide, there are going to be healings and remissions of diseases. And diseases suddenly vanishing because, or the symptoms of the disease vanishing because the vibration is too high to support harmfulness. So anything that causes harm, you're going to see it begin to fade out of your experience. Even to the simple thing like thorns on a rose. You're going to see complete fading out of disease. There are going to be worldwide spontaneous healings. The inner and the outer worlds begin to blend into one. Just as many of you are noticing as I am that day and night are no longer separated. They seem to be just one seamless fabric of ongoing service. That's a mixed metaphor, but who cares? You just can't tell the difference anymore between the inner and the outer. At least I can't because I'm awake on both levels. And I'm always doing what I do. You know? Working with people. So look and see if that isn't true for you as well. Also, the inner Agartian community and the outer surface world are beginning to blend into one. They've been holding that golden age all this time. So now that we're moving into a vibration that's a harmonic, in a harmonic resonance with these great beings that live in the inner earth, we become one. The third dimension is dissolving into the fourth. The fourth is dissolving into the fifth. And the physical earth merges into the new earth. What about people that are obstinately stuck in the old paradigm? They will have exactly what they want. Don't you want everyone to be happy? Well, some souls are enjoying the old paradigm and everything that goes with it. Maybe they've come in to experience that. Who knows? But they are just as loved and just as protected and just as guided and just as looked out for as you and I and everybody that's in the light team. So everyone gets to win. They will vibrate into the reality that they wish. But I'm just saying that those of us that are moving into the fifth dimensional grid, it's all love there. It's all living love. It's all harmony. It's all bliss. It's all joy and laughter and fun and adventure and delight. And co-creating together as a team beautiful things for God and for humanity and for one another. So let's link arms and go skipping into the most beautiful world that we in our highest imagining or can't even begin to conceptualize the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. That's in the Bible. Eye has not seen, nor has the mind of man imagined the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And remember, God lives in you as you. The God form is your form, realized. And yes, there are gods and demigods and many, many levels of gods throughout the cosmos, but in truth, they're simply the re-echoing refrain of the one Supreme Spirit that decided, I'm all alone with no one to love or know my love. Therefore, let me become many. Let me experience love through relationship. And so with that divine resolve, the one became the many. And now, you see, when we return to ourself, our true self, we simply go forward as that manyness realized. We don't merge back into an amorphous mass. We retain divine individuality. There's a bigger plan that we have not quite fully grasped, nor are we meant to. Everything appears in at its right moment. But I'm saying that the plan is not to merge with God. God is God. But to merge with the divine spirit, the divine light and sound of God in our unique light and sound encodements. So individuality with a capital I is sustained. And our highest level of samadhi is but opening the door and sticking a toe into the next level. It's the beginning of a real life, a cosmic life, an ever-expanding co-creative life. In worlds yet to be born that we will birth out of our bliss, and populate out of our ecstasy and joining. Yes, the best is unfolding moment by moment by moment. Stay out of the mind. Stay into the core essence. Get into your heart, your spiritual core, and celebrate. So, happy adventures, and I join you in love and grace and bliss, and let's dance and celebrate, and laugh our heads off at this goofiness that we thought was real, shall we? Let's go out chanting three Anayus. Deep breath. God bless you. And remember, radical change requires radical trust. Namaste.